Consequence Podcast Network.
Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
We have been so blessed lately. BTS have been incredibly active on social media these last few weeks since they've been here in LA. We saw J-Hope's Instagram story with Yoongi popping up in it. Even though Yoongi's been back, there's still been such little Yoongi appearances.
Like breadcrumbs.
Yes. So seeing J-Hope on his Instagram story pan the camera over and Yoongi pops in and his eyebrows get all like scrunched together and he scrunches his nose up and he's got a backwards cap on. He looks so good with this backwards cap on.
Incredible.
And not only that, then it pans over to RM resting his head on Jimin's shoulder. Just so, so cute. I think boyfriends, obviously.
I mean, Mini Moni is alive and well, thriving.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
Yes, they are. And V is there too, kind of snuggled in between J-Hope and Jimin. It's so, so cute. Not sure where Jungkook is. He's probably busy, has some sort of schedule going on when all of the members went to. It looks like they were at a beach mm-hmm. that they went to. And then obviously we know that Jin is touring, which actually his last tour date was just a couple days ago.
Yeah. So. He was saying on Live that he was so excited to get back with the members. Also, mm-hmm. like pictures and videos from him from his last couple days of tour. Oh my God. Have you seen the arms, the chest?
The incredible. Chest, yes. The white shirt just like gripping onto his body. Yeah.
Also, did you see for Robit that he like wore like a blow up like costume, like a horse? Like it was like a horse on the bottom. And what was so funny is he was like talking to the crowd and like the horse's ear hit his face. So he just like smacked the horse away. I think he wore that for Super Tuna, maybe not Robit, but like he should have kept it on for Robit. Amazing. It looked like an incredible end of his tour. I'm excited to see mm-hmm. him like back with the rest of the members too.
I saw a lot of armies just like focusing in on that blow up like horse that he was on, but like his butt was also blown up, so his butt like looked real big and he's like dancing.
Oh my gosh. Only army.
Anyways, all of the members, it looks like they're really enjoying their time in LA, going out to dinner. RM, I believe, went to Disneyland. There's a lot of just pictures of him with like Disney icons and stuff and amusement rides. So I'm assuming that's where he was at.
Yeah.
He also has changed his profile picture a couple times on Instagram. Kayla, you ended up sending me like a screenshot
of
his most recent one.
Yeah. What is this? You know, before this, he had like a golden retriever wearing glasses. And I felt like that was very RM coded. Like it just felt like him. But mm-hmm. now he just changed it to a cat that looks like it's like rearing back to throw a punch, you know, like little cat paw, like in a fist up. And like, I don't know. I wonder why he is, you know, mm-hmm. but also he's just this weird guy that, I don't know, wants to make us think, but I'm enjoying it.
I love that he's being his authentic self, doing what he wants to do.
Yeah.
And then lastly, we've been seeing lots of videos of armies in LA who are posting that they are like at a restaurant or they're out shopping or something. And they're like, oh, yeah, just having Korean barbecue. And then all of a sudden BTS walks in and they just are showing clips of them walking by. And it's so funny because I met with two iconic listeners, Holly and Sam, really great friends. So nice to see them here in Kansas City. But I was talking about this with them and Holly's like, you know what it is about American Army is we like to gatekeep, you know, like they don't say in the moment where BTS is and like the crowds come, they keep it to themselves. And it's like a day later that they're like, oh, by the way, I saw BTS when I was eating Korean barbecue or whatever. Yeah.
So true. This like we had exclusive, you know,
exclusive. Yeah.
If I saw BTS while I was eating Korean barbecue, I think I would choke on my food mm-hmm. and I would just like, I would think I would freak out. I would just fully ascend and my life would be
I think I would
over.
Lose my appetite. Like, I don't think I could focus on eating anymore. Like, I wouldn't know what to do with my hands. Yeah.
No. Looking over your shoulder. I wouldn't shoulders,
be able to converse with the people
there.
I'm sitting with.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be way, way distracted.
You'd be like, should I go over there? No, I can't go over there.
Yeah. Is that really them? Did you see what they were wearing? You're
oh my
like,
God.
Just. Oh, yeah.
I just can't imagine.
What do you think they're doing here?
Right. LA armies who are ever running into them in the same places, like truly blessed, amazing. So cool. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting right now to see all of BTS together because, you know, it's kind of getting to the point soon we're going to get new BTS music from them, you know, coming up here in the next few months. But for the past couple years, it's been all about their solo work. And mm-hmm. that is something that we get to talk about today because of that recent Rolling Stone article. So mm-hmm. let's get into it.
Yeah.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
My number one album. Big shocker to me. Also Folklore.
Whoa.
Are you ready to dive into all things Taylor Swift?
Good for a Weekend is the ultimate podcast for any Swiftie.
With new episodes dropping bi-monthly, as well as bonus episodes to give you real-time reactions to the latest rumors and news, it's your one-stop shop for all things T-Swift.
We also love connecting with our fellow Weekenders, so be sure to connect with us on Instagram, Twitter, and or Discord to share all your Taylor thoughts.
Good for a Weekend is available wherever you get your podcasts. I know.
Folklore just is that. Like, it's a perfect album.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right, today we're going to hang out for about an hour, and we are going to be talking about that Rolling Stone article. This is the article where they ended up ranking all 177 BTS solo songs, which is a lengthy list of songs. That's a
huge
lot.
Huge undertaking.
Yes, but there's been so much discussion around it. RM posted the link to this article on his Instagram story. That's Kayla, that's where it really caught your attention. I heard all of the discourse from ARMY on Twitter and just on TikTok talking about how could this person possibly put this song at this, you know, whatever ranking. And so we thought it would be fun to just go through and honestly bring justice to a lot of the songs that I think we and other armies feel deserve to be ranked higher.
Totally. Before we get too far into it, we want to say thanks, Iconic, so much for being here and for always supporting us. If you'd like to support us further, you can do that on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Thanks for being here, for all of your support, and of course, for listening.
Okay, so like Bethany said, we did find this on RM's story originally, but yeah, the discourse around this article has exploded. I've even seen like Pop Crave on Twitter like posts like, these are J-Hope's top 10 songs, like ranked, determined by Rolling Stone. But really, you know, we feel this was written by Jae-Ah Kim, and we feel like there's a little bit of like her opinion in here. Like, music and art is so subjective. And so she did have some criteria that she said in the article, but like ultimately, like, how could you not let your own opinions get into this? I also feel like, just going through the whole ranked list, that she was trying to like put some deep cuts in there for like the, you know, OG armies, or like, you know, like really, oh wow, like would never have thought about that song. And I think that she was also trying to be fair, like in my opinion, across the board to like the different members, like making sure that each member could have some songs that are ranked, you know, in that top 50 and a little bit higher, even if their solo work is a little bit like smaller group of songs than other members. So she did say that every song on here had to be a solo song created after their debut in 2013. So any song after that time is fair game, and songs with collaborations with another artist can be included, but the BTS member has to have received equal billing. So like Stop the Rain by Tableau and RM is on the list because that was a total collab, but that by Psy, which is produced and featuring Suga, doesn't count because Yoongi didn't receive equal billing on that song. So specific criteria, and I mean, when we're going through this and sharing, it's so our opinion too of what we thought about these songs.
Yeah, I think that's the main premise of it, is that for us, so not only are we going to just like go through her list, we're going to go through all of, I mean, not every single song, but we're going to talk about like some of the ones that are like we just really don't agree with, and the ones that were like, okay, yeah, this song belongs here.
Right.
But then at the very end, we're going to share our like top 10 too. And again, it's very much opinion. It's hard not to be like, we're 2017 RMEs. There's a lot of influence going from that. Just like when we joined the fandom, just your level of just, I don't know, when you're first introduced to the group, like that's such an impactful moment for you that you're going to remember a lot more vividly the music that was introduced to you and what songs you were really, really obsessed with and couldn't stop listening to on repeat. So yeah, there's just a lot of personal influence. Yes, it's very subjective, like you're saying. What I kind of really like that she puts here at the end of the article is, not the end of the article, but before she gets into the list, she says, quote, "The BTS universe is vast and rich and unlike anything else in the history of pop music. The seven musicians are prolific as a group and as individuals, creating smart, fun music that engages listeners to think and dance, laugh and cry, bliss out and emit primal screams. While these artists mesh together beautifully as BTS, there's something really special about what they are creating separately. This list is a celebration of that story." And so I like that because I think it just shows that like all of this music deserves to be celebrated. And like it, you can't really rank. You just can't, you know, like a more objective ranking that doesn't exist in music. You
yeah,
know?
Totally agree.
It's more for fun. Yeah. You know, talk about your favorites.
I think so too. I think that like the purpose of this article, like what she said right there, I think is beautiful. Like this is a celebration of that story. Their music being able to evoke thought and dance, laughing and crying, blissing, like bliss and primal screams, like is so real between all of their solo music. And so we just want to celebrate it. We both think that it's like amazing that there's 177 solo songs from BTS. Like that in itself, like some artists don't even have a discography that big, and we know BTS have a whole discography as a group that, you know, makes this number look small in comparison, but still feels like such a huge number. Their solo work encompasses so many styles and genres that has created a vast list of different music for all of us to consume and enjoy. And like we think about like even J-Hope's Hope World compared to Jack in the Box are totally different, but like also purely J-Hope. Or like Layover's vibe, that R&B versus like the pop of Golden, and then even like RM's Indigo versus Mono. Like, yes, thematically they have some overlap, but they have totally different sounds sonically. Just like Jimin's Face and his Muse, like completely different sounds there. And then if you like compare two different members on like completely opposite spectrums, like Yoongi's D-Day versus Jin's Happy, like those albums could not be more different in how they sound. And so really, as we were going through this list, we were like, man, there really is a BTS song for every feeling and situation, moment that you're in, and any person could find a song that they love from this list, and every single person is gonna read this list and be like, that song's too low, what, that song needs to go up higher, you know. So obviously, like, we're gonna get passionate in this and we're gonna rage a little bit, but we have to say again, like, no hate to this author at all. Like, this is her opinion, and lots of hard work and research went into her making this article, but we also want to share our opinions on these songs and how we appreciate them. Like we said, what's beautiful about music is everyone experiences it differently. So these are just our thoughts on the rankings, how we might change them, and like the songs we're specifically personally passionate about. So this is just all our opinion on our favorite songs that we had to share. We had to like bring them justice here.
Mm-hmm. And as we get into it too, guys, in the Spotify comments on this episode, comment what you think should have been ranked higher or lower, or what your top favorite songs are. You know, we're going to share our lists of our top 10. Share with us what your top 10 list would look like, what that would be. And then also at the very, very end, I'm going to give just like a list of, I made my own little criteria of like comparing streams, and we did a poll on Instagram and Twitter, and just kind of combining streams with like a other ARMY opinion to kind of come up with a list of some of like those fan favorite songs.
Right. So you might feel like your song's represented in there too. I did like how she structured this article because it's such a vast undertaking. She broke them into sections. So we're also going to do that. So we're going to talk any songs that like came to mind as we were scrolling through 177 to 142 to start off with. And we just want to say we appreciate the mention of the interludes and skits. Like, we're okay with them being towards the bottom of the ranking. A lot of them were like one of the first songs listed here as like the lowest ranking. We think that they're often important yet overlooked parts of albums. Like in an album itself, they hold a very specific place. But if you're just listening to it by itself, it's not going to hold water against like the top 50 songs. Yeah. So we're
yeah.
okay
and
with
a lot
that.
Of them don't. Yeah, and a lot of them don't have like their own, some of them don't even have lyrics or anything like right. that. That's just instrumental or something of that sort. So it's just kind of hard to have them ranked high when they don't have as much substance as like a song that has been more creatively worked on with
yeah.
wordplay and meaning and such. Yeah.
But the first time that
I
freaked out.
But I am glad that they're
out.
Mentioned.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad that they're mentioned. But then immediately after scrolling past a few skits and interludes, I freaked the fuck out because Jin's background is at 173. Like, what? That seems insane to me. Like, this is a travesty.
Insanely low.
I feel like this is one of his best ballads ever, and it truly is one of his best solo songs. It's lyrically so beautiful. The runs are gorgeous. It's just, it's made for his voice. Like 173 is like horrible. Like it's an attack on Jin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an attack on Jin. That's how you feel. I mean, truly though, that is, it's so devastatingly low when we know that like ballads are his thing. And also background just goes hand in hand with the same themes that we got from Moon. And Moon is one of his all-time best solo songs in the group of BTS. So mm-hmm. I just feel that background at 173, like with only 177 songs, how, I mean only, but like of the 177, 173? Are you kidding me?
Right.
That is way too low. And it's a newer release too, which I feel like this writer has a recency bias a little bit in this. So it's like, even with the recency bias, like, how is it this low? Yeah.
Horrible.
It's awful. Yeah. Equally as devastating, Jungkook's Somebody is at 172. And I just don't understand this because Somebody is, truthfully, I think one of the better songs on Golden. There's a lot of fantastic songs on Golden. But what gets me is that the writer mentions the use of that voice distortion at the start, which I know many people also did not like that distortion on his voice. I know, Kayla, it really threw you off too. But I like vouched to the end for this song when we did our album review, where I'm like, it's just a tiny section. Like, it's just a couple seconds of the song. Like, you're going to just completely throw the song out the window because of this voice distortion, you mm-hmm. know? Like, 172 is way too low on this list for a song off of Golden. I just feel like it's one of the better ones, one of the standout ones.
I just love starting this list because I was like outraged by background, and then right after it I was like, oh, Bethany, you're not gonna like the next one. Like,
yeah,
Somebody.
Yeah.
Right after, like, oh, right after this one, I feel like Jimin's interlude Showtime should be lower. Like, it's at 169, but how can it be above Taeyong's Blue that was ranked at 171? Like, Blue is a full song. It's beautiful. It evokes so much emotion. It's definitely better than an interlude.
Yeah, I agree. I agree completely. I feel like the interludes, yes, they serve their purpose, but you can't say it's better than a full-on song. Mm-hmm. Like Taeyong's Blue, the meaning of that song, I think about the music video a lot and how just like,
yeah,
it was so interesting to dive into that music video too and all the symbolism and parts to pick apart of it. It's just, yeah, I agree. Like how could she possibly put interlude Showtime over Blue?
Yeah.
Right. So I also feel like there is some D2 shade going on. I don't really know. But she put Hansul at 156, which is truly a crime. Truly a crime because, no, I just feel like any D2 song should not be underneath top 50. Like D2 was a significant moment in time. This song, especially coming out during 2020, it was such a difficult time for the world. And Hansul is like that song that's peak like adulthood and having to like cope and get through difficult times or just the mundaneness of life.
Right.
And 2020, that is all it was like the mundaneness and just getting through, getting by in any way that you could. And so, yeah, I just feel like, how could it be 156? Like, it's just such a significant song.
Yeah.
Also, even worse. I think even worse.
I think this one's worse. Okay? Yeah.
This one's worse. Okay. Is Burn It is at 151.
Oh
my gosh. Like, no. If you went to the D-Day concert, immediately Burn It will be ingrained in your mind, absolutely gonna be in the top 50 for you. Like that performance changed us seeing right. that live. Also, we love Max, but that song is just so killer. It's one of the bangers on D2.
It's such a Min Yoongi fucking song.
And I know. Like,
not only has he performed it in concert with Max, he's performed it in concert with fucking Jungkook. Like, it's impact. When we're talking about impact, like, seriously, it's iconic. To go back a little bit, ranked at 154, just below this, was Yoongi's 28, which I also feel like seems way too low, like, considering that BTS themselves have talked so much about coming of age and the struggle of finding their footing in adulthood. And like, not to mention in this song, the rap that Yoongi gives is so incredible and the vocals are incredible. Like that song's so good. It needs to be higher as well. I was
again,
also...
Again, it's the D2. Like why are all these D2 songs like in the 150s?
Right.
Like literally just 20 spots away from the lowest ranking song.
Messed up.
No.
No.
No, it's messed
like,
up.
Like seriously.
It's from, wrong.
Like, in the lowest ranking section, it's wrong. No Yoongi music here. especially... I know that you just said that, like, Burn It is the worst, but I think this is one of the worst, like, ranked Yoongi songs. Is So Far Away was ranked in this section as well. Featuring Saran, this song should be so much higher. This is one of the most iconic collaborations between Yoongi and Saran. They also have collaborated multiple times since then because of this song. The hook, Saran's hook in this song is incredible. This is the first time that he was using that, like, mantra and that repetition of the word dream, which he again used later in Snooze in his D-Day album. Like the impact of this song is so vast. I don't care that it's from 2016. Like it deserves to be higher. This is at least top 100, but it's not here in this list.
Agreed.
I think 100%. That's crazy. Also,
yes,
People,
it is crazy.
People is 144th. Like what the fuck? I mean,
I feel like, why is D2? It just, all of D2 is just way, it's ranked way too low. I can't understand it. I really can't. How People, the original People, is ranked lower than People Part 2, I don't get.
Yeah.
You know, like People Part 2 wouldn't exist without the original People.
Right.
And like you were saying, Snooze ends up getting ranked higher. And it's like, how can you rank Snooze higher? Shouldn't So Far Away also be up there when like literally the lyrics of Snooze incorporate part of So Far Away? I don't know.
I'm just saying Far Away should be higher. It should be top 100. Like I would be okay with it being in the 90s or the 80s, but like it should not be back here in like the lower 20 of this list.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agree completely. Yeah. All right, so let's get to the next section, which is 141 to 106. So this is like still pretty low here. Daydream at 140 is absolutely crazy. This song, I can't even say easily top 100 for me. This has got to be like top 10 for me. Sneak peek here, okay, at my list. I love Hope World, and granted, like, Hope World is in one of my all-time favorite albums. Like, that is a no-skip album for me. I also am J-Hope biased, so, like, I just vibe to his music a lot. But I also think that this album was just so significant with it being Hope World and J-Hope's personality. Daydream is such a vibe. This song is like an essence of who he is. The music video has all these really beautiful colors. The fashion is like 100% J-Hope. Like, I just feel like the rap style, the freestyle dancing that he does in it, like, it can't be beat. It is just, I'm sorry, like, 140 is way too entirely low for a staple song of J-Hope's, like, right. An identity, like, set music sound forming, like, who he is as a rapper.
Right.
It's way too low. It's just way too low.
Yeah.
It's a slap in the face.
I agree.
Can't. Airplane is also at 127. And again, I just can't put anything from Hope World below top 100 here, because it's just one of those albums that is absolutely fantastic. And with it being also J-Hope's first mixtape, like, it was a huge step for him. I just remember how monumental of a moment it was for him to release these, like, hit tracks too.
Right.
From, like, these are the hit tracks from Hope World, Daydream and Airplane. So, again, to be fair, I'm on my soapbox about it, but I am a 2017 RME, and Hope World came out in early 2018. So in my mind at the time, it was like, oh, we've gotten a mixtape from RM and we have a mixtape from Yoongi. Like, oh, there's going to be a mixtape, I'm sure, for J-Hope. Like, we were all speculating it, and then it happened. So,
right.
Like,
it was very
exciting.
Formative. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
a lot
still,
of anticipation around it.
Even taking, like, that out of consideration, that was such a formative experience for you as ARMY, at 140 is still crazy. Like, this song is way above 140. For me, Interlude, Set Me Free by Yoongi, like, it's ranked at 128. And I understand why she ranked it there, because she's ranking all of the interludes pretty low. But based on where she ranked other interludes, like, I don't know. I just have such an emotional connection to this song, and I think it provides, like, truly a different and unique listening experience than any other BTS solo song. And for that reason, it stands out. And so I think that it deserves to be ranked higher than 128. Like,
yeah,
I think as far as interludes go, it's like the best interlude that any of the members have for their solo songs. So
there's a lot of substance to it.
Yeah.
It's not just like an instrumental with like two phrases, you know.
Right.
It's like a full-on song, really.
Totally. And like the birds chirping. I mean, I also have to say, RM's Still Life featuring Anderson .Paak is ranked at 126. And I just, like, if you go back and listen to this album, this song stands the test of time as being one of the best, if not the best, on the album. Like, the way
the
it incorporates
album. Off Indigo.
Yeah, off of Indigo. I mean, and I love so many songs on Indigo. Indigo is such a great album. You know, I'm RM biased. Like, I can't help but to love. But the way that this song incorporates, like, who he is to the core, it incorporates his love of art and his struggles with depression, but also, like, overcoming it and continually overcoming it. And, like, the play on words between still life and still alive is just, like, it's such an upbeat and uplifting and beautiful way. Like, this song is easily, like, should be top 50. Like, it's such an incredible song.
Yeah.
I also have to say, right after this, 122 is Rope It. I mean, I know before Jin's album came out, we were like clowning on this song being a country song, like, whatever. But you guys know we fell in love with Rope It the day it was released. Like, we know that it's out there, but damn, it's the only BTS country song. It's the biggest surprise of the album being, like, actually really fucking good. Like, Jin executed it to a perfect degree. it deserves to be top 100. Like, Rope It is so fucking good. I'll go to the grave.
It is really good. And I will have to say, Rope It too, I just think about the impact it had on the ARMY community too, with everyone doing line dancing videos and just really having such a wonderful time with it. And for it to be one of, with Jin being like the sillier member
quirky,
of the group, like Super Tuna is the quirkiest, but Rope It somehow manages to be quirky but not, you know, and it's like an actual legit song that's good on his album.
It's like a cross-cultural celebration. It's so good.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. Again, here I am on my D2. Like, Strange Strange is at 123, and What Do You Think is at 115. And again, it is just such an iconic album from the pandemic. Strange literally has both RM and Suga on it, which I just feel like if you've got two of the main rappers of BTS on one song together, covering topics that are complex, like societal norms and expectations and capitalism, you just can't be ranking it. Like, it is like core BTS,
right?
As rooted BTS as you can get. So it's just, it should be in the top 100. I just can't believe it. What
totally
do you think?
Agree.
Oh, it's like peak Min Yoongi rapping in What Do You Think?
Yes.
So, yeah. And then also, Hansan is at 119. And absolutely, absolutely, this is a top 50 song. Hansan, if you were at Hobiepalooza or you watched Hobiepalooza on streaming, I forgot which streaming service it was on, but you could watch Hobiepalooza. I mean, he ended up releasing a whole album for his Lollapalooza Live. And everyone knows of this moment where we were all singing Hansan and J-Hope puts the mic out to us to sing it. And I mean, you were talking about a mostly American crowd rapping the lyrics of Hansan to J-Hope, you know, in Chicago. I mean, spitting it so clearly and crisply, like in Korean rap, like it was a huge moment. You could see the pride all over J-Hope's face in that moment. And it was for Hansan. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just see him look so impressed and like he just has so much gratitude, but is also like, fuck yeah.
Right.
You know, like, look at this crowd go wild for Hansan. Yeah, I truly believe that it deserves to be in the top 50. Piece of Peace is also at 102, and honestly, this is a really great song, but Hansan needs to be higher than Piece of Peace, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Piece of Peace and what it represents. When I think of Piece of Peace, there's like a certain genre of J-Hope's music, like Piece of Peace and Equal Sign and Future and Safety Zone that all kind of go together, and they're like that lighter side of his music that really like gives you like that hope and like that safe space, you know? But when we're talking about like really rocking out, like songs like Hansan just take the cake, you know? I think that these two could like switch positions for sure. And that would be at least a little better. Moonchild was ranked 117, and I feel like in the grand scope of this whole list and all the songs, like, okay, maybe this is a fair spot for it, but damn, okay, I just have to say this song was a hit track on Mono, and it gave people a safe space to feel their feelings. It was like one of the first, not one of the first times, but it was a prominent time that RM was really sharing his feelings and his issues and how he's struggling to overcome them. And it gave every listener the ability to like listen to this song, live in it, absorb it, like reclaim it, you know, reclaim the depression in a different way and come back from it stronger. And this song just means a lot to me. And for that reason, it means a lot to me, so I think it should be higher. But no, I do think that it deserves to be higher. Like, I think its impact, I think it's truly a great song. I think that this song could be a top 100 song. And just
I think it can be a top 100 song, too.
Yeah. And just to say,
you're
like,
not alone in that. I think a lot of ARMYs really fell in love with Moonchild. Mm-hmm. The song itself is extremely catchy, and like, it's a song that I've listened to, like, on repeat, especially when Mono first came out. Like, it is one of those songs that's really truly enjoyable to listen to, but has a absolutely incredible message to for people who may struggle with depression or anxiety to not feel so, so alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
And the message of it. Yeah.
This whole time, Bethany and I are saying this song deserves to be higher. This song should be higher. And we haven't really said like which songs should be lower. And we'll get to more of those like later on. But I just have to say, like, no hate to Taeyong at all, but like all of his Christmas songs are on this list and they're kind of all over it. Like some of them are like top 50 or something. I'm sorry, but all of those, like, I love Taeyong so much, but all of those songs are covers, not original tracks. Like, they're not, they should be at the bottom of the list. Like, any cover either should be at the bottom or not on the list at all. I feel like it's not, they're not truly competing with these songs that we've been talking about. And if those songs were taken away and moved lower down, then all of these songs we've talked about would have spaces much further up to fill in.
Yeah.
So that's for me, that's a big difference of opinion in how Rolling Stone here ranked these versus like how I would like rank them if I were making this
rank
list.
Them yourself. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so we're on to 105 to 70. So we're going to break the top 100. And I just have to say, Pandora's Box at 97, like after going through this list and like when we were going through the article, we were like raging. So I was like, man, at least it's top 100. But like Jimin's Christmas Love is ranked higher than fucking Pandora's Box. Like, I feel like that's insane. Like, are you kidding? You're going to put a Christmas song that you probably will listen to like only in the Christmas season. Like, I could tell you I've listened to that song like two times in my whole life. And I'm a Jimin bias. And like Pandora's Box at 97, I think is crazy. Like, it's such a banger of a song. It's incredible. I think it's like one of the best songs on that album. So should be way, way higher. And
yeah,
don't get me wrong, I love Jimin's Promise. That was like, I remember him like working with RM so much and like figuring out what, you know, how to put together what he wanted to say and what he wanted the music to sound like. And it meant so much to Jimin, being like his first single release that he originally released on SoundCloud. But I think ranked at 94 in comparison to all of these songs that we've been talking about, it's too high. It's personally too high. Like, it is a very sweet song. Yaksak Forever, like Pinky Promise Forever. Like, me and my boyfriend do Pinky Promises all the time. So like, it means a lot to me. But like over... over all these incredible songs we just talked about, over Moonchild, over Strange, over Still Life, over Interlude Set Me Free.
I will say it is a very like strong, meaningful song for Jimin.
It is. That's what I'm saying.
And ARMY. Yeah.
It is. Like, it's a beautiful song, but I just like, I personally, it's a little too high in comparison just thinking about the songs that were ranked lower
to
than
some
it.
Other bangers. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
but it's all in like the style of music that you're wanting to listen to too, or the mood that you're in. Because if you like the more light and like fluffy types of songs, like that song would be like very highly ranked for you. And yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I don't love the song. I do love the song. I just think in comparison to these others.
Right. I have to add in real quick. Yeah. One of the other songs that I meant to put on this doc too, that is like ranked in this section, is Jungkook's Stay Alive is at 104.
Right.
And I truthfully think that this is appropriate. I think that this is an appropriate ranking. I do think that this is one of those songs that might like be more of a deeper cut, I suppose. But what I love about Stay Alive is that like Yoongi worked on the production, and of course it was for like a
Seven Fates
Chaco. It was like
Choco.
A BTS webtoon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Seven Fates Chaco. This song is a banger. Like, it's a really good song. It's a really fantastic song. The production, you can tell, is Yoongi who's working on it. There's a really strong build to it. And you know that he knows how to write a song with Jungkook's voice in it. And I will say Stay Alive isn't, like, so much more heavy on, like, the meaning and just, like, really incorporating, like, BTS's style.
Right.
However, that's why I think, like, okay, maybe it doesn't break the 100, but I love that it's close to the top 100
at
104.
Yeah, it fits right
there. Like, I think it's appropriate. Yeah.
I would agree. Jimin's Set Me Free Part 2 from his Face album is at 90. I'm personally offended. Like, I am a Face apologist. Like, Face is, like, so overlooked. This should be so much higher. This song is fucking iconic. The music video, the shirtless with the tattoos, the incredible choreography, the rap in the song, his vocals, like he was like, I'm fucking here, I'm Park Jimin, like I'm claiming this space. It's also a hit track, like it should be higher than 90. It should be higher than 90
with it being one of the hit tracks. And yes, I just think about like the cultural impact of him with the tattoos all over his chest and the symbolism with all of the choreography. It was extremely impactful.
And I love that like Yoongi was originally supposed to do the rap and it just ended up being Jimin doing it and he fucking killed it. Like, it's so good. And it also, like, the feeling that you get when you listen to that song is just, like, incredible. I do have to say, I love Jin's Another Level ranked at 88. Like, it's such an incredible song. It is so wonderful. And I think it's one of his top solo songs from his two albums. And so I'm happy that it at least broke the top 100 list here. I think it's really fitting there at that point.
Yeah, I agree with that. I will say, okay, I don't know if you saw 98, but 98 is RM's question mark interlude. And I don't understand that one either. Like, why is it 98?
Right. That one's the one from...
I couldn't even tell you what this song is.
It's from Right People, Wrong Place, isn't it?
Oh, is it the question mark? Okay, yeah.
And I mean...
I feel bad that I didn't know that, but... No, but again, like, it's just not a song I listen to.
Right. And I think, like I said earlier, all the interludes have a place and, like, serve a purpose in the albums. And, like, interludes can definitely be someone's favorite song. Like, I've, like, fallen in love with so many interludes of theirs and of, like, BTS as a group and other artists, you know? But, like, when we're thinking about...
But how is that better than Still Life?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we're putting it all in a ranked list like this, it's hard to have something that may not even have lyrics, like, compete with a whole song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hope World is ranked at 83, and I think that this is appropriate and maybe brings a little bit of redemption to some of the Hope World album. However, I think that the other hit tracks on the album should be ranked above Hope World. I mean, I think Hope World is fantastic and it definitely is an ARMY favorite. But I don't know, like Daydream and Airplane are just ranked so much lower than Hope World. And it's just kind of surprising to me. I just feel like that's maybe a little skewed. Doesn't seem quite right.
Yeah, I agree.
But I feel like the 80s area is like, okay, yeah, Hope World could be definitely in this realm.
Right, yeah. Totally.
Rainy Days is ranked at 81. And I will say, if we're talking about all of the BTS's member solo work, Rainy Days is one of Taeyang's best solo songs. So in my opinion, 81 is way too low. I think easily it is one of the best songs on Layover. It's my personal favorite song in the album. I'm absolutely obsessed with the lo-fi jazz sound that we get from Taeyang, which is absolutely his specific style of music that he enjoys making. It's just perfect in all of its elements. Like, the song shows a lot more depth and artistry from Taeyang. His vocals and emotions are portrayed so beautifully in the song. You feel his heartbreak and loneliness, which is like everything that Layover really is covering. But he does it in this very jazzy, cozy light. And it's just peak Taeyang. Like, I just remember listening to Layover over and over and thinking, who broke his heart and how is he like so just like still hopelessly romantic and sweet and couldn't say anything only of this person despite them breaking his heart. Like, I just, Rainy Days is like perfect of that, where he's like taking a rainy day and kind of flipping it in a way to also be like, not only is can you be sad, but like a cozy place.
Totally.
I love him. Okay, anyways, 81 is way too low. And then Love Me Again, even this one, I'm like, it's at 77. And again, one of V's absolute best songs on Layover, Love Me Again. Like, it's an iconic song. Yeah. You can instantly be taken to his vocals in that song. Just hearing the title, I pictured the sequence from the camera of him in the cave. And yeah.
I agree.
I just think it's too low. It's just too low. Jungkook 7, I think, is also way, 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 way too low. Jungkook 7 is ranked at 79, and it's arguably the most popular song of his. It's super catchy. It's very fun. It's great having two verses of it. He has great choreography for it. The feature with Lotto is very, very fitting. Again, I just think 7 is like one of his absolute best. Like, you hear this everywhere, honestly. Yeah. Like, it is one of, it's a loved song by not only ARMY.
Right. Yeah. I agree. I love 7 so much. It's one of my favorites from him too. I have to say, Yoongi's version of Life Goes On is at 75, and we love it here. Like, we think this is a really solid position for it. Like, it belongs there because BTS's original kind of feels like the true version, but we know that Yoongi, you know, this was like his original intent for the song personally, so we love that he still released the song, and we think it's a great uplifting track. Really solid at 75 there. I personally think that Hectic, which is ranked at 73 from Indigo, should be switched with Still Life, which was all the way up. Gosh, what was Still Life at 126? Like, that's insane to mm-hmm. me. Hectic. Mm-hmm. Hectic is a very like ethereal sounding song, and it's a great song. Like, I like it. But I think Still Life is way better, and they could flip flop. Y'all know I love RM, but Hectic does not have as good of production or lyrics as Still Life. Hectic mm-hmm. is even ranked one above Tokyo from Mono, and even that just feels yeah. wrong. Like, I think anything on Mono is better than Hectic. So mm-hmm. that's my opinion there. And then Wildflower is ranked at 72, and that's physically hurting me. Like, I know mm-hmm. that I have such a strong connection to this song personally. Like, the first time I ever listened to it and watched a music video, I sobbed, which is not a normal reaction for me at all. But RM mm-hmm. is just so raw and honest and open and vulnerable. And then, like, Eugene's chorus has powerful and emotive vocals. It's incredible. Like, anyone who's gone through depression and loss can relate to Wildflower. And I mean, it should be way higher than 72. Like, I think this song should be like top 50, if not top 25. Like,
I think yeah, top 25. Yeah,
it could definitely be a top 25 song overall, even considering everything we've talked about.
Yeah, well, it's the hit song on Indigo, and yeah, he's extremely raw in it. It has like its own music video. The mantra in his vocals with Wildflower, the repetition of Wildflower. It's very impactful. I think it's a very loved song by ARMY too. I think this is one of his apps, like one of his most streamed songs is Wildflower. So yeah. To see it here this low is just, yeah, not right.
I agree.
Incorrect.
I agree.
Try again.
Try again. Yeah. Also, okay, so we're going on to the next section, 69 through 34. And I just have to say, just because of how iconic On the Street Is by J-Hope featuring J. Cole, it should be higher than 69. Like, first of all, J-Hope's verses in that song, like, just fill me with so much warmth, like how much he loves ARMY and loves his members, and like talking about how everything that he does is for his members and for ARMY to enjoy, and also how much that collaboration means to J-Hope. I think that that song deserves a much higher ranking. Like, that's impact to me.
I agree. Yeah, I think that collaboration alone too, I think would deserve a higher ranking with how much J. Cole means to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hear me out. Smeraldo Garden Marching Band is 66. And in my truthful, honest opinion, I feel that that is too high of a rank for Jimin's music, especially since he has so many fantastic songs from Face and Muse. And there were a handful of ARMYs that felt that Smeraldo Garden Marching Band was a little bit of a miss for him, like kind of saw where the song was going and the message of it. But we just feel that the song really wasn't like a true, true portrayal of Jimin as an artist.
No, not at all. And you can say we, because Jimin bias speaking right here, I feel the same way.
I mean, who is just so much better
who
than Smeraldo?
Be
Garden?
Mine. Face yeah. off. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that it should have maybe been lower. Like, I feel like below 100. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm going to say.
But it's here at 66.
Bottom 50. I'm sorry, but it should flip with Han Sol. Like, that was not a favorite song of mine at all on the album. Like,
some people, so there are some armies who really like it. So
that's why this is all just our opinion, you know? But
it is opinion. Yeah. Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough with the rankings. But okay, I do have to say Super Tuna is at 57, and I think that's perfect because this is like such an unserious song. It's not even formally on an album. So for it to rank so high, I think is incredible. It's also definitely one of his best just because it totally showcases his quirky personality, his ability to joke around and have fun and not take himself so seriously. And all of ARMY loves this song. Like, try to find someone who doesn't love this song. They don't exist. So I think it's great at 57, almost the top 50. Yeah. At 54 is Jimin's Closer Than This. And I think this is such a sweet song. And I really do love this song. But I think that it should be switched with Set Me Free Part 2. I think those two should flip-flop because Set Me Free Part 2, just it's so good. I would agree.
It does deserve to be higher. Absolutely. Lots of Jack in the Box listed here, kind of in this area. And honestly, I feel like Jack in the Box deserves to be in this kind of area here. Songs like Future, What If, and Stop, it feels very appropriate. These are all really, really love songs. We've gotten to see them not only at Hobie Palooza, but Hope on the Stage. We got to see all of these songs. So it's fantastic to see them being represented in this lineup. You know, I feel like it's appropriate. They're not like hit tracks, but they're still in that like top 35,
70. I agree. I like them here.
A lot of them have great messages, giving them a much deserved higher ranking, but also songs that just like aren't like the hit tracks or like endlessly on repeat, you know, but like deserve it because of their messages and just the significance of Jack in the Box too for J-Hope.
Totally. Tableau and RM Stop the Rain is here at 47, and this is where I feel like a little recency bias is coming in again. Feels a little high to me. Like, we love this song. We spent a whole episode covering it. There's so much beauty and vulnerability and, you know, just like incredible symbolism and honesty in this song. But we feel like some of the songs lower on the list, such as Strange or What Do You Think, deserve to be a little bit higher, especially because those two songs are with two BTS members and that they are covering topics that are just so integral to who they are as individuals and as a group. And they're just great fucking songs. Like, not to say that this song isn't at all, but I feel like it's a little high. Like, it can be top 100 comfortably, but 47, breaking that top 50 is a little high. I also have to say Jungkook's 3D at 41 featuring Jack Harlow is crazy to me. Because when that song came out, there was so much backlash about Jack Harlow's verse. Still to this day, like, I won't listen to that version. I'll listen to the one without
me
him.
Either.
Or, you know, a lot of people listened to the 3D with Justin Timberlake when that came out. But that wasn't until, you know, like, a month later. So I can't believe that this one's at 41 and not, like, it's not better than 7. Like, 7 should be up here instead of 3D. Like, I love the early 2000s vibe of 3D, but because of all the backlash and honestly, like, the sexism that was in the verse, and even the writer acknowledges it in her explanation. Like, I feel like just because of that, it deserves to be lower. I think the collab with Lotto was way better, and 7 is just a better song in general, so I think that should move up.
Yeah.
Amygdala is at 34, and I know there's only 33 songs left in this ranking, but even with 33 songs only above it, I still feel like it's too low. Like, Amygdala is incredible. Incredible. I'll never ever forget like his Road to D-Day documentary and like the creation of this song and then like the performance of it in it and then like his live performance of it. Like, fuck. I mean, this song is so fucking good.
I agree. I would say Amygdala is easily in the top 10 Min Yoongi songs. Like, I think that's it's just one of his all-time best. And so just with how much music he writes, for that to be in his, like, top 10, it's still too low on this list. Like, it should be higher.
I agree.
For sure. Totally agree with you on that.
Coming into the last section here, 33-1, I was surprised and happy to see RM's Change featuring Wale at 29. I have listened to this song actually pretty recently, and like while I was listening to it, I was reminded about how phenomenal it was. I was like, damn, it's been too long since I've heard this. Lyrically, it addresses racism, inequality, social political issues, and humanity, and on top of that, the production is fire. Like, this is such a good song, definitely deserving of the spot at 29.
Yeah, and it could be a little bit of a deep cut. So, like, you know, we said that she maybe intentionally was trying to put some of those deep cuts in. But this one is, like, truly one of those lost gems if you have not listened to it. It is a total vibe. You can rock out to the song, but it's, yeah, they're talking about a lot of really...
a lot of really messages, prominent issues today still, even though the song is from, I think, 2015. So... really incredible song. Go give it a listen if you haven't.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, J-Hope's Killing It Girl is at 27, which again, we feel like is a little bit of recency bias, but I truly think that it deserves to be here. I feel that Killing It Girl is one of J-Hope's best songs. Like, this little trio that he released with Sweet Dreams, Mona Lisa, and Killing It Girl, all three of them are just so iconic in their own way. But with Killing It Girl being the last release, I felt like it really was saving the best for last. Mona Lisa is absolutely fantastic, and... I mean, Kayla, you think that
this is where we'll debate because I think Mona Lisa is better than Killing It Girl. Like, when we recorded Killing It Girl, like, we were all wrapped up in it, but like with more time to like digest and think about both and continue listening, like, to me, like, Mona Lisa from the first beat, it's just like, yeah, I'm fucking here. Like, it's so good. The choreo's so good. Like, I'm the Mona Lisa stan for sure.
Not the you were now tuned in with Killing It Girl. I'm pulled in right away with Killing It Girl.
I like my girls pretty so fine. I mean, it's so good.
It is good. It's fantastic.
Anyways.
I feel like both songs deserve to be in this top 30 range.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. Heaven by RM at 22 from his Right Person, Wrong Place, or I always mix up the title of the album, but you know what I'm saying. I think that that's an interesting placement. We had a really great discussion about this song and the meaning on our album review of that album. And although we really like the song and there's a lot of depth there, we don't think it deserves 22, especially in comparison to all of these other songs that we've pointed out. Great song. Mm-hmm. It should be a bit lower, I think. I think it could fit in like 75, you know, 85 range and probably be solid there.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you there. I think it's just kind of surprising. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that he's just got a lot of other really great music. That nothing against Heaven, I just don't feel like it stood out as much as, yeah, some other of his music. Jin's Abyss is also a deeper cut, but this being a solo song release in 2020, I think that it really is one of his best. It's ranked at 21, so I think I agree with that. Like, maybe not quite that high.
Yeah.
But I do feel that this is one of those very classic Jin ballad songs, belting songs. He was very vulnerable with his inner struggles of depression and just relevance as 2020 was hitting, and they had like their concert got canceled and just like kind of not knowing what's ahead and all of those like inner struggles he really talked about in Abyss, like kind of feeling like in this abyss during this time. So it's just, there's a lot of really... just personal meaning for the song for Jin. So I like that it's mentioned in like the upper rankings, but honestly, I feel like 21 might be a little high, but yeah.
But it's great. It's a great song.
Great song. Yeah. Okay. Arson. I'm glad that it's at least here in the top, you know, because I'm like, yes, absolutely, J-Hope.
Right.
I feel like it should be above Winter Bear, but they're both like 20 and 19. And so this is a really close ranking, so I can't even really say. But like Winter Bear is one of those songs that is just so, so special to Taeyong too. It is one of his like identifying markers as not only him being like a Christmas baby kind of. So like he's always like been like Christmas time. Winter Bear was one of those first releases from him early on of him being like this like Winter Bear. And that's kind of where his emoji, the bear emoji came from. So I appreciate it being higher just because of that like deeper meaning behind it and connection for Taeyong. But I just feel like Arson deserves to be just a little bit higher than Winter Bear here because Arson is just so, so catchy. And it is like the visualization of him literally burning himself to the ground to bits from working so, so hard. This is when they're coming off of like all of their Permission to Dance concerts and just releasing all these American singles and, you know, yada, 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 where they were just really getting burnt out. And J-Hope's like, I'm going to take one for the team and be the first one to release this second chapter, like, album.
Right.
You know, the solo work.
I'm not even
going to
take a break.
Yeah, not even going to take a break. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with you there. I just have to say for the next one, though, I think she got it pretty right. I love to see Jimin's face off at 18. Finally, some justice for the face album. Like, this song eats. This song is
like,
so
Like Crazy
good.
Was at 52.
Yeah. I mean,
Like Crazy probably should have been higher, but.
Yeah, but I like this song more than Like Crazy. Like, Face Off is so good. Face Off, I'll have to say, I made changes to my top 10 while recording this podcast. It's so hard to choose. I just took Face Off off my top 10, but like barely. It's such a hard fucking decision. It's just so fucking good. I mean, Jimin's attitude, the attitude he serves in that song, is top notch. It's incredible. I also have to say Standing Next to You by Jungkook at 16 is perfect. Like, this is totally
perfect.
Iconic. This is probably his biggest hit as far as like streaming. I don't know, Bethany, you'll tell us later at the end of the episode, but Standing Next to You is huge. The collaboration with Usher, I mean, top 16 right here is perfect for this song. I love it here.
It's peak pop song.
Yeah.
It's just outstanding. It's very, very much deserves to be at 16. I feel like that is so, so perfect.
Yeah.
I'm happy to see Baseline at 14. Kind of shocked that they put it this high with like so much distaste for Hope World, I felt like. But Baseline is such a banger. It's a beloved song by all of ARMY. I feel like potentially could be a little high, but honestly, I'm not going to complain about it. Like, I think it's great.
But here's what I am going to complain about, and I've already complained about it, but Taeyong's Christmas Tree at 13, taking up a top 15 spot with a Christmas song. Like, I just, any of his Christmas songs should be bottom ranked. Like, they're just not applicable to everyday life. They're not relatable to like the general listening experience for like whatever you're going through. And like, so many people don't even listen to Christmas music or observe the holiday, or you're only going to listen to it during that one time of year. Like, how is it at number 13? Like, that's crazy. Maybe it's his best Christmas song and it can be like, you know, 75 or something, but taking a position of top 13 from like one of these other songs is crazy to me.
I feel like, yeah, taking it away from, I mean, just, you have to go back to like the core writers and producers of BTS. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, there's so many fantastic songs from D2 and Jack in the Box and even Golden, and I mean, just like any of the solo like albums, even Layover here too, like to compare like Taeyong's music to Taeyong's music. I just feel that Christmas Tree, love it, it's great, but 13, I'm not sure where that came from.
Yeah.
I don't know how she
that
got
felt
there.
Like, let's put a Taeyong song up here. That's what it felt like. Let's appease the Taeyong biases at the top, you know, instead of being more objective with it. Yeah.
It's a little random. Yeah. Dreamers is at 12, and we don't think that it should even really be top 50. I think Dreamers is a good song, but like considering all of the other songs we've talked about, especially like songs off of Golden, like Yes or No, and some of those really loved songs by ARMY. I just feel like Dreamers might be getting this rank because of, again, recency effect, and maybe just because he performed at the FIFA World Cup, which had a lot of impact, and it was kind of it was a really big deal that right. he performed at the FIFA World Cup. Like, that was such a moment.
Right.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
But yeah, I agree with you. It could be lower. Like, it's a great song, but it doesn't need lower. To be yeah. right here at number 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to say, just kind of my last note here on these top, 33-1 rankings, I'm so sorry. Like, people are going to hate me for this, but Jin's I'll Be There. Like, you already know we weren't the biggest fan of this song when he came out with it. But at number 4 in a list of 177 is, I mean, this is the wildest choice here. This is more wild than Taeyong's Christmas Tree. I mean, like, even comparing it to other yeah. Jin songs, The Astronaut, Running Wild, Abyss, those songs are so much better than I'll Be There. Those yeah. songs deserve this spot over this song.
I think that's the best way to put it, is yeah. that you, when you even just look at Jin's solo work in general, to put it above, I just like Running Wild. I really enjoyed Running Wild, and I feel like I'll Be There is kind of in that same realm. Mm-hmm. Running Wild and I'll Be There. Running Wild is just better, and The Astronaut too, and even Abyss. So yeah, I'm with you. I know yeah. that there's some people who really like this song, but I'll Be There just really, I don't think number 4 is just way too high.
Yeah, I agree.
Should we list off what her top 10 ended up being?
Yeah.
Should we say what they are?
Yeah.
So let me go back here, because I don't think they're all like too terrible. Some of them are just a little shocking, I guess. So 10, she has RM's Groin. Then 9 is Jin's The Astronaut. That seems fitting to me. Mm-hmm. 8 is Suga's Snooze, which...
Love.
Is love that. Amazing. 7 is Jimin's With You, which I don't know if I could argue with this one too much, but I feel like Who is better than mm-hmm. With You,
I would
personally.
Say that. Yeah.
Yeah. 6 is Jungkook's My You. Again, I just feel like there's better songs from Golden. But I don't know. 5 is V's Slow Dancing. Can't totally argue with it. Mm-hmm. Like, Slow Dancing is one of his absolute best
really
songs.
Great. Yeah.
Like you said, Jin is at 4 with I'll Be There. J-Hope's More is 3. 100% yes. 100% yes. 2 is Suga's Haegeum. And then 1 is RM Soul.
Yeah.
From Mono.
Which we thought was an interesting choice. Like, we love that song. But number 1 ranked, and it makes sense why RM posted this list to his story here too, because he had the number 1 ranked song here. But that just mm-hmm. made us, by the time we got to the end of it, we were like, what would our top 10 be? And so mm-hmm. we both wrote down top 10, and this was really hard. Like, our only criteria that we gave each other, because we did this separately, we don't know each other's top 10 right now. The only criteria was every member has to have at least one song represented. And then for the other 3, like, whoever you want. The personal way that I did this is I wrote down like my favorite songs from each member, like my top like 3 to 5 songs from each of them that, like, when I think about their solo work from their solo album specifically that I really love, these are the first songs that come to mind. And then mm-hmm. I had to just kind of like cross them off and like try to process of elimination until I had 10, and then I tried to rank mm-hmm. the 10. And even right okay. up to before recording this podcast, I was like still struggling. Like, this is incredibly hard. But I told myself, I'm not going to say like any honorable mentions. I'm not going to like do a number 11 or whatever. And I even made a change like 2 minutes ago. This is so hard. And mm-hmm. but it is what it is. This is just like this Rolling Stone article where you just have to like stick to your guns and put it out here. And this is your opinion.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go from 10 down to 1. And this is okay, not, this is not me saying like I dislike any of these songs. These are obviously in my top fucking 10. So anywhere from 10 to 1, all incredible songs to me. Number 10, I put Rainy Days by Taeyang. I think this is such an incredible song. Bethany, I totally agree with you. One of the best songs on Layover. Like, to me, I think this is right where I go to when I think about Layover is Rainy Days, my favorite song on the the album. Number 9, I did 7 by Jungkook because I love this song. I love the choreo. And I think that like it's totally like over all of other Jungkook songs, I think this song totally deserves it here. Number 8, I put The Astronaut by Jin because vocal king. I love the music video. I feel like The Astronaut is like such a Kim Seok Jin song. And I I couldn't pick anything else, even though I do really love some of the songs from his albums. Like, I had to go with that one. It felt classic. For number 7, this is a little bit of a deep cut. I went with The Last by Yoongi from his album in 2016 because, first of all, he is spitting in this song. Like, this song is so fucking incredible. The rap is amazing. And it is forever, ever burned in my memory of him performing this as the last song on his tour, standing there, stage stripped away. It was so, I like have chills right now talking about it. It was so powerful. Like, to me, for that reason, it will be forever one of my favorite songs by any of the members, but definitely by him. After The Last, number 6 is Mona Lisa. I love Mona Lisa. Lisa, I know. I was like, maybe I have some recency bias here because I was all, I mean, you have to consider all of Hope World. You have to consider all of Jack in the Box. But I had to go with like truly like what I'm listening to lately, what I'm like, what makes me feel good, what I want to put on, and like where I feel like I love the most right now in present day. So I had to go with Mona Lisa at number 6. Love it so much. Number 5, I did Set Me Free Part 2 by Jimin. Let's go, face, you know, like that song to me, like that song is like, tell me you can't listen to that song and feel so fucking powerful and like in control of your life and just like do whatever the fuck you want and no one can stop you. The production is incredible, like the blaring horns and like it's so good. I love it so much. Number 4, and I just switched this with The Last, but I had to switch them around. Number 4, I put Wildflower because I just have to be real with myself. I tried to not include it on the list because I feel like I talk about Wildflower all the time, but there's a reason for that. And just because I do love this song so much. I think I have such an emotional connection to it. It's definitely in like some of my top favorite solo songs ever. So it definitely deserves the spot at number 4. Oh my gosh. You see, you're going to like, I just feel like you guys are going to think my list is crazy, but this is just my, this is my favorite.
No, I think this is a solid list. This is a solid list, Kayla.
Well, thank you. My number 3 is Pandora's Box by J-Hope because that song,
you love it.
I love Pandora's Box. And Bethany, you were talking a lot about Daydream earlier about how Daydream is like perfectly encompassing J-Hope, but I feel the same for Pandora's Box. It's him opening up saying like, I'm bringing my hope, but it's also him like defining what hope is and also like using the power of hope. And it's such like a banger at the same time as like the lyrics are so good. There's a lot of like good wordplay. And like I just blast this song in the car, like I like this to me, I fucking love this song.
It's a large premise of the Jack in the Box album concept and also for his Hope on the Stage tour.
I think so. I just love it so much.
There's a lot of significance to it. So
So I had to put it at number 3. That was like one, it was like one of the first ones I wrote down for J-Hope. And I was like, I'm keeping
it. I love it.
Number 2, I had to put Still Life by RM because that song, like I said, I think it's the best song on Indigo. That song, anytime that you've like just made it through a hard time, you're trying to get out of it, like put that song on. It's such a good song. It never gets old. When I think about Indigo, that's my first thought. And then my number 1 song, I had to
I feel like I know what it is.
D-Day. I had to do D-Day. Hell yeah.
Okay.
That song is like the soundtrack to my life. Like, no matter what I'm going through, what mood, it does not matter. I'll get in my car, crank that song. Future's gonna be okay. Okay, okay. Like, it's so
okay,
good.
Okay, yes.
Right. Like, mm-hmm. it's incredible. Yoongi really gave us, like, true, like, art with this song. Mm-hmm. It was, like, the easiest choice to put that one at number one. So,
yeah.
That's my list.
Oh, fantastic list. I appreciate all of your justifications for all of your songs because I just agree completely with all of it. Like, truly, it is so impossible to rank these songs. Like, we were texting going in, like, I'm still changing it. Like, how are we supposed to do this? How, you know, like, what are you just doing your favorites? What are you considering? You know, and there's just so much to consider. Okay, here's my top 10. Number 10, to no surprise, is Strange. I had to put Strange on this list. I feel like this might be just more my preference, but truthfully, this song, if you do not know BTS and you are looking at solo work, this is like peak. This just feels like Yoongi decided to collaborate with RM outside of BTS, and this was just these two sitting down talking but through rap and in a really interesting style, like that marimba sounding like percussion that's in it. It's very like thought-provoking and inquisitive and just makes you curious, just the way that the production is. And you hear these two just like, isn't it strange, isn't it strange how our society is this way or that this is that way? And it really just sounds like these two really good friends having like deep conversation with each other, and that's what the song is. And I feel like it sets up the stage for a lot of what BTS is based off of, and so Strange had to be in here for me. Also, so iconic to see that they perform this together during Yoongi's tour. It just like is so iconic. I am super jealous of all of the ARMYs who got to experience that live. How cool.
Yeah, love
okay
it.
Number nine, Kayla, I think you'll be surprised to hear this one. My number nine is Come Back to Me. RM's Come Back to Me. When I think about this song, I think it brings together all of RM's sound and just like common themes in a lot of his music. There's a lot of wordplay in Come Back to Me. There's the mantra of like pain, divine, and just like the repetition of this is my pain, divine. Mm-hmm. He's known for having mantras within. It makes me think of like Everything Goes, kind of. I also can't help but to think about when he performed, he was so excited for the release of this song that he performed it at Yoongi's concert because he just like was so...
Before it was finished,
before it was finished, he was so excited to share it with us, you know? And I feel like right place, wrong person, or wrong person, right? It's so hard to remember. I think it's right person, wrong place. I don't know. But that album, like, I feel like it's just so much interesting musical discovery for him and experimentation. But Come Back to Me is one of those, like, core songs that you're like, oh, yeah, this is RM. Yeah. He's, like, doing that sing, like, sing-talking style that he does. Also, it, like, has a really good build when the drums come in. Like, it's not just, like, a real slow song. Like, there's actually a lot of build in it. The music video, I remember just getting so much into that, too. He talks about spring, which is just very RM. I could go on and on about this song.
Yeah.
I feel like
I love this song on your list.
Yeah. And I felt like when we did this album review, I was like, this is still my favorite song of the album. And you're like, really? You know, like, you're like, I just love it.
Yeah.
Okay. So number eight, I could not decide, Kayla, but this is what I went with. I put Love Me Again.
Yeah.
I feel like Rainy Days could have been here, but I decided to go with Love Me Again just because I was thinking more about, I feel like this song might be a little bit more loved by all of ARMY in general. You know, I have such a, and you understand too, like Rainy Days is fantastic, but there's something about Love Me Again that is like the true crooning, deep register voice that we know Taeyang to be. It's that perfect mixture of jazz and R&B. Like, it makes me think of like Singularity, mm-hmm. and how he had that deep register R&B kind of sound, and like, it's here again and Love Me Again. Like, it just feels like true Taeyang. And he just is like rocking this red sequin, gold sequin outfit in a cave with like a retro mic. Like, I just, It's very Taeyang. Number 7, I have the astronaut.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I even need to justify this one.
No,
I
yeah.
think everyone Same. Knows that the astronaut needs to be in top 10.
We
this
understand.
Was our send-off
yes.
song into military service. Like, yes. It got us all through.
Completely.
6, I put Daydream.
Yeah. I knew it would be on your list.
This is just the epitome of J-Hope. It really is. It just is. I've already kind of talked about it earlier in this episode, why it deserves to be top 10.
Yeah.
It's just J-Hope to his core.
Yeah.
And then 5, I have Like Crazy. Justice for Face. Absolutely. Like Crazy is that post-pandemic, you know, let loose. I mean, when I hear that sound clip from the music video at the beginning of Like Crazy, it instantly transports me back to that time of like post-pandemic, like just right after 2020. This is so Jimin. I think about the music video a lot with him, the dancing with the female dancers, like I just kind of that gender fluidity that you kind of get from Like Crazy. It's just, it's perfect. It's perfect. 4, I have 7.
Okay, wow, this much is, higher than where this, I had it.
Uh-huh. I love 7, though.
Yeah.
I think that 7 is a great pop song, obviously. It's absolutely one of Jungkook's best. I love just the Latto feature on it. 7 is just one of those songs that I can dance to, have a good time with. Yeah, like maybe lyrically not a whole lot of depth, but I just feel like it is a banger. It's yeah. absolutely addictive.
It's a great song.
It is addictive. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
3, I have Still Life.
Oh, my God. Mean, okay. Love. Amazing.
Yes. Yes. I think it's probably my favorite RM song.
Oh, wow.
There's so many. Yeah. I mean, I talked about how, like, when I was really into biking a couple years ago, this was, like, on loop for me, was listening yeah. to Still Life. 2 is More.
Okay, I know, surprise. It was so hard for me to not put More on my list. Like,
uh-huh.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah. Again, it's just, I think about the time. I think about the significance of J-Hope going from Daydream hit track to More hit track. And
yeah.
I think about, like, just the music video, too, and the outfits he had and the cinematic parallels that we got from that music video, just this whole new identity from J-Hope and More with like the gesture hat and everything. Mm-hmm. Like it's just, and the song is so incredibly catchy. I talked about like, I got into like a Beastie Boys phase after this. Like I was just really vibing with it.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic, fantastic song, and yeah. it's one of J-Hope's best, for sure.
Agree.
And then lastly, I don't know if you'll be surprised or if you're going to love it, but my 1 song is Deshvita.
Hell like, yeah.
It's an iconic song. It's yeah. absolutely, like, I feel like Haegeum cannot exist without Deshvita. When Deshvita was released, we had the dual Yoongis, you know, we've got the blonde hair Yoongi icon, the Korean representation, the culture mm-hmm. representation in the music video. I guess I consider the music video a lot for these, but like Deshvita, like getting the performance with all of BTS, like, you know, Taeyong acting it out with like the silly mustache and outfit, and they're all like rapping his verse, and it was just, there's a lot to Deshvita that has yeah. created so many memorable moments for all of ARMY. It's hard for this song to not be top 10 solo.
Oh, I mean,
it deserves 1 for me.
I love your choices. I love that we both have the rap line in the top 3 here. Hard not to be, you know, they're like our main writers and producers here, but I love your choices. Those are phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know that we have been teasing this statistical 10 the whole time, but we are running quite long here
right
for
over.
This episode
yeah.
tonight. So should Iconics go and find the top 10 on our Instagram post release of
yeah,
this
episode?
Yeah, we
can post it to our top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want, if you're interested in like streaming numbers. Yeah. yeah.
Then we'll mm-hmm. post, like, we'll repost our own top 10 just so you can see them there. And then we'll post, like, the streaming numbers top 10 for, like, an official statistical top 10 of their solo work.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's lots to talk about today.
I mean, it's a lot of music. I'm sweating. So my armpits are like
we're worked up over here.
I'm getting heated about all of I'm very passionate about the music, obviously. I hope this was fun for everyone.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I was questioning if we should even do it because I'm like, I'm just going to be raging the whole time.
I think like we let a lot of the rage out during research and now it was just like more thoughtfully discussing the songs. We do hope that you guys enjoyed this and that it wasn't just like too like whatever to listen to because there's just been so much discourse on this ranking list. And I think everybody is going to have a different opinion for how these songs should be ranked, what they would personally rank them. Like, tell us what your top 10 is. Like, it was hard for us to do. I know it's difficult, but see if you could rank a top 10 of their solo work. Try to keep the criteria where each member is represented at least one time to make that true OT7 top 10 right there. But like Bethany said, make sure you comment that in the Spotify comments if you're listening on Spotify, or when we post these to our Instagram, reply in the Instagram comments, what are your top 10, or on our story. We'd love to hear. We are so grateful for you sticking around for this episode. We're so thankful that you listen. Of course, remember, you can find links for all of the things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.